Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Flacco down the sideline, caught and sliding to a stop at the six is Higgins. Brilliant, just brilliant.
To know exactly where he was on the field, what's going on with the game clock and what needs to happen.
Snap good, hold good, kick good. What a night.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday. It's also a top five Friday. We just gave you our top five athletes in the Boston media. That's up now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Our pal Robbie Buckets over at NBC Sports Boston has weighed in. He said ranking himself, or Jones rather, ranking himself over Ted and Lou is incredible. Which there's a lot to dissect in there.
There's a lot to unpack on both lists.
Well, number one, he doesn't think it's weird that you ranked yourself over Lou. So, number one, he's actually pretty impressed with your athleticism.
Thank you, Rob.
Number two, what a shot at Wiggy. Wiggy's not on that list. He's like, I'm not surprised to put yourself over Wiggy.
Tell you, the guy played every sport.
And Caleb Burton, for that matter.
Caleb Burton, yeah.
So those are up
again. It's a good list. It's not the best field when you really stop and think about it. Oh. And you can see maybe why Mazzulla did what he did. Just to sort of really hammer the point home. You got a bunch of stiffs covering the teams now, but that's fine.
That's up on social media. We got a four-pack of questions for you in the Friday four-pack coming up about 25 minutes from now at 11:30. We also have some Bruins thoughts before the hour is out. Marco Sturm with another whopper of an answer. Bruin, I didn't think Swayman was good last night, but don't tell that to the coach.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that coming up. But before we get specifically into the Pats and Titans, that Thursday night game, Keith?
Yeah.
Number one, good time.
Oh, really was.
Even Al Michaels is having a good time on the broadcast last night.
You were kind of all over it. I wasn't ready to go that far, but you were like, these old-ass quarterbacks might put on a little bit of a show. Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, both older than dirt, and they had a nice time, nice division rivalry game. The white Tiger uniforms, they drew me right in.
I didn't know we were getting that.
Oh, we got that
all right. We would have spent maybe an hour on that yesterday if I knew those were going to be the uniform show. I didn't even know that.
That's a top five football uniform, don't you think, that like you can play right now that teams would actually use? Yeah, you're not liking that.
Was it in our field? Was it in the Jones and Keefe uniform bracket?
I think it was.
Was it?
Okay, I think the White Tiger was in there.
Yeah, that's true. I think
it's a beauty.
Yeah, it is a beauty.
Joe Flacco, drop back, throw to Jamar Chase, drop back, throw to Jamar Chase, drop back, throw to Jamar Chase.
No, that was the offense, that's what they should do on offense.
It obviously should be what they do. They just beat the Steelers doing that.
Right. Like, I know he had a touchdown. Stop throwing to Noah Fant. Throw more to Jamar Chase. What are you doing?
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
That was great, and then the result was great. And I don't even look at it now like, oh, like that Bengals game is going to be a lot tougher.
Eh. Oh, definitely not.
That's not how I look at it. I look at it more like, I know Pittsburgh wasn't that good.
Thank you. I look at it and I go, we were right about the Steelers, and that Week 3 loss sucks even worse now. I'm even more frustrated by the Week 3 loss that happened last night.
I think it's really, how good do you think the Chiefs and the Bills are and will be this year? And then it's everybody else. And I like Denver and Denver's defense. But
this also keeps the door open for Baltimore. If Pittsburgh's going to come dropping back to the pack, then Baltimore is still alive. Apologies to the text line. I know they don't like to hear it.
Oh, people get real high about that.
But if Baltimore is still in the mix in that division, Baltimore would be a scary team in the playoffs if they were able to get there. And they're still on your schedule,
but they already have five losses.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot to dig yourself out of.
But could Lamar lose two more games all year and then they're all of a sudden...
10-7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Well, their defense is going to give up 40 points a game. He's scored 50.
Their defense is atrocious.
I mean, they're going to have to fix the defense. Yes, that's true.
Well, but easier said than done.
But could Lamar get them to 10 wins? Yeah, they could go 9-2.
But they have a bunch of division games left, which those can go either way. Like, they have head-to-head with Baltimore and Pittsburgh play each other twice. So that might even be a split.
Baltimore win. Yep.
They play Green Bay at Green Bay.
That might be a loss.
Yeah.
That might be one of the two.
They play at Minnesota. They play the Patriots. It's a good Pats team. So, yeah, no, I never ruled Baltimore out. Because I think going into it, you're like, all right, you have the four great quarterbacks that are in the AFC. They're probably going to make the playoffs. Joe Burrow gets hurt. Cross them off. Lamar Jackson's hurt, but not out for the season like Burrow is. So it's just going to be more of a challenge for them. But then, I mean, Kansas City and Buffalo, we already saw straight up the Patriots beat Buffalo. So if Buffalo was the team to beat in a lot of eyes, they just lost to the Falcons and to the Pats at home. So it's obviously wide open. And Pittsburgh, you know, they might make the playoffs because they seemingly make it every year, but I don't look at them as a real threat. I think I swallowed a bug.
No, I don't look at Pittsburgh as a real threat either. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, I said this before the show, and Nick's like, what do you mean last night? I was like, Rodgers was such an a-hole last night.
Well,
it wasn't even funny.
His tackle tackled him.
Okay, but there were two instances where he was glaring at people. Did you see him on the flea flicker?
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, Tomlin and him disagree on if that was a designed flea flicker or not. Rodgers is like, it was not. Tomlin is like, it was. They weren't even on the same page after the game. But Rodgers was like, I'd have to watch it again. I think he shoved Jalen Warren after the flea flicker, or at least like he was yelling at him and like glaring at him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then his offensive tackle, Broderick Jones, came down and tracked him down. I forget after which touchdown. Was it after the long Freiermuth touchdown? The one that put him in front?
It was after the Muth.
So
yeah, he like tackled him.
Rodgers doing the fist pump.
And like his normal like, wee!
Not only tackled him, but like kind of tackled him from behind where you couldn't even see it. And Rodgers turned around and is just glaring at him and yelling at him.
Dude, I don't blame him. He's like 42 years old. You only have so many hits left in you. You don't need to take one from your own team.
You gotta like walk it off and play it off, no?
But if you're 300 pounds, you can't jump on top of your old-ass quarterback.
Okay, good. Brian has it. Watch this on Twitch.
He tackles him.
You can't
do that.
Look at him. He's like, come on!
I don't blame him for this one.
I do. He shoved him.
The other guy tackled him. It shoves nothing.
It wasn't... Well, is this official? Have we said this? It wasn't our Hoss of the Week, Darnell Washington.
Oh, no. Darnell, though.
Listed at 300+, which I've never seen in my life.
Ever. That's not a graphic you normally see. These guys have very specific weights.
They didn't put 303,
327,
330,
299.
They didn't list it.
300+.
300+.
They've guessed for him?
It's not like Darnell Washington tackled him.
No, but still, that was a big guy.
That's a Broderick Jones.
You don't need to bring your quarterback down. That's so stupid. By the way, did you... The flea was good on that play. The flicker wasn't.
What's up with the flickers this year?
The flea. Well, we've seen some bad fleas too, right? There was some terrible fleas.
Oh, you're right. No, but this was a bad flea.
The flea was okay. He didn't commit really, but then the flicker just went right to the ground.
Actually, you know what? No, you're right. The flea was fine.
The flea was fine.
But it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker, according to Rodgers.
The flea caught Rodgers off guard, which led to a bad flicker.
It led to a bad flicker. Yeah. Good call. That's exactly what it was. But no, that the Steelers are frauds. They've always been frauds. I guess give them credit for beating the Patriots. That was more the Patriots beating themselves. That loss looks even worse in retrospect, and I think we knew it in real time, but maybe the last couple of weeks you were starting to, some, not us, but some were starting to go, well, Pittsburgh's 4-1, and they're the 2 seed in the AFC, and maybe they're kind of good. No.
They're not.
They're frauds.
Yep.
And you're right behind them now. You're tied 4-2, but you're behind them by virtue of the head-to-head loss in the AFC standings.
That Pittsburgh game really, in real time, or I should say like the Monday morning when we were talking about it, they turned it over 5 times, and they still had a chance to tie the game.
Yeah.
Like, they were marching down the field. They could have tied the game.
Keith, they dominated that game.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, even if you're like, oh, if they play each other next week, I'll take the Patriots.
Yeah, and if they won that game, and they should have, they didn't. I'm not, you know, going back and playing this game, and there's other games they could have lost.
Oh, yeah, that's just the nature
of it. If Achane stayed in bounds, they would have lost the Dolphins game, right? So you can play that game all day. But they'd be 5-1 tied with the Colts, and I don't know who would have the head-to-head tiebreaker there in terms of the number one seed.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure.
They'd be 5-1.
But they're rolling.
But I think the AFC is even more wide open than we thought yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And we already thought it was a wide open conference. 617-779-7937. You can jump in and discuss here on a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Mike Onwenu. In the 1 o'clock hour, we have Week in Review coming up at 1245.
Oh, baby.
Keith's Keys, the Pats and Titans at 1 o'clock, so stay tuned for all of it. Is there any chance they lose this game on Sunday?
Yeah, there's a chance. I don't see it, though.
No.
Well, the franchise has never won three consecutive games played on the road. So for whatever reason, I know there's a lot of different, you know, I don't know. I guess there's that aspect of it.
But how many times was the third leg of it arguably the worst team in football? I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Every
seven.
Time. Yeah. yeah, seven of the times. Actually, we checked our stats in the report department.
Stig was on top of that. Good.
Like, if it was a division game, you might say, like, there's a better chance, right? Because you see those weird... I mean, last night's a good example. You see...
No, the Jets are horrible. I would...
Almost give them a better chance,
they'd
right?
have a better chance of losing to the Jets just being a division... Yes, 100%.
Yeah, in a weird way. And I feel like they got the toughest challenge out of the way first against the Bills. The potential trap game with really... What's the main motivation against the Saints? You won that game. And the Titans are trash. I guess their best bet would be they just fired their coach. Maybe they win one because they hated Brian Callahan so much. And then it's not going to last all season because it's still a really bad roster. I'm certainly not picking it, but I guess that would be the only way. Like, you would have to be one of these, well, any given Sunday in the NFL, upsets happen all the time. Like, did I think the Browns were going to beat the Packers a couple weeks ago? No, I did not.
I saw a guy, Taylor Kyles, on Twitter saying, and he might have even said some of this similar to us. I remember he's very complimentary of Simmons. I don't remember him wording it quite this way, but he's like, Jeffrey Simmons better have a big day.
Yeah.
Moving Drake May off his spot. He's like, because if May has any time to throw, it's going to be a beatdown.
Well, like, Calvin
it is going to be a beatdown.
Calvin Ridley
hurt.
Probably won't play.
Yep.
He hasn't practiced yet. Tony Pollard's probably their best offensive player. The Patriots haven't allowed a running back to have 50 yards yet this year. So I don't think Tony Pollard is going to break that stretch. Cam Ward's gotten sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL. He's not very good. He's also in a bad spot. So, it doesn't look good. Although, did I see, at least in some places, it went from a 7.5-point spread to a 6.5-point spread.
I saw 7 this morning, so it's fluctuated for sure. I don't know where it's at currently, but I saw 7.
Yeah.
Before the show. Thank you, Joe. So, look, outside of, the cliche, any given Sunday, you can lose any game. I understand that. I don't see the Patriots are motivated to go out there and have revenge on Mike Vrabel's behalf.
Yeah.
And the Titans are horrible. You did reference, though, winning three straight games on the road, three consecutive games on the road in three consecutive weeks. The Patriots have tried that. 13 different times, and they've never done it.
A couple times with Brady? Like,
I think it was only three with Brady.
Okay. Handful with Brady, though.
Yeah, it was 0-1 and 0-2, and they were all Brady games, but, like, arguably, that's before Brady really established himself. The only, I would say, quote-unquote, real time with the Tom Brady we think of was 2017. They
Super Bowl year.
They won two of the three games.
Not a win, but...
They won at Buffalo, they won at Pittsburgh, they lost at Miami, sandwiched in between, which is a place where... Brady and the
House
Patriots
of Horrors.
Typically didn't play well. Yeah.
Yeah, someone call it a House of Horrors, whether it's Miami or Denver. But yeah, this one, you got the biggest challenge out of the way first, and then you had two kind of bad teams in front of you. So I think they're going to do it. Like, you're just asking, like, what are the chances? Like, I don't know. I guess it's the NFL. But no, not only do they think that they win, I'll give you my full prediction after the keys later, but I would say they cover too. Like, I think this is going to be one where they don't have a huge problem.
David in Westfield disagrees with our analysis. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Did not the Patriots win three in a row on the road on their championship run when they reached the Super Bowl against the Chicago Bears?
Oh. If you're talking postseason in 86, he's saying? Were those those were all road games?
I don't know.
Oh, so maybe he might be right.
Oh, yeah, does that count? Or is this a regular season stat that people have been throwing around?
Well, hang on.
Stats and info better get on this.
This is, again, Boston
Real
Sports.
Quick. Nymph?
Imph.
Okay. Yeah, the playoffs they did.
How about that?
Oh!
At the Jets, at the Raiders,
in
at the
your
Dolphins.
Face!
Point for you, sir!
JSGIII22661, Boston Sports Nymph.
Well done!
Wow, I was ready to dunk on David there, but you know what, David?
You? That's great.
Touche, sir.
They beat the Jets, Raiders, and Dolphins. So they squished the fish, and then they were...
And that season was actually, they had three straight road games in the regular season. They lost one in overtime, won the other two.
Mm. How about that?
The Road Warriors.
Road Warriors.
We're calling the
exactly.
86 Pats.
They needed to play that Super Bowl on the road.
They kind of did.
Well, it was a neutral
they
site.
They kind of did.
Neutral site.
Same idea, though.
Wasn't a road
Same
game.
Same idea.
Neutral site.
Okay, they like shutting up the
They
the
wanted to
crowds.
Go into, exactly. They wanted to go into their den.
Yeah.
In the case of the Chicago Bears.
How about that? Where has that guy been all week? People have been spouting that stat off for weeks.
Here's my guess. Another radio show has said that, and he heard it and then brought it to our attention. That's my guess.
It doesn't matter.
If I had to guess,
that's
been brought up somewhere else on the radio, here or across the street, and he regurgitated to us, and we missed it.
I'm giving that guy credit.
I don't want
that guy deserves all the credit.
I don't want to tell on ourselves with which show it was or what we were listening to and what we weren't. I don't know, but okay, yeah.
That guy deserves a nice treat today. Get yourself a third beer tonight. Don't just stop at two.
Okay. I don't think they lose this weekend. I don't really see how it happens.
No.
617-779-7937. Meanwhile, since there's not a lot of drama on the field, I want to circle back to this. Josh McDaniels, his press conference yesterday. Now, Vrabel has been asked a few different times about Josh McDaniels, and he's pivoted to other coaches, Thomas Brown, Ashton Grant.
Yeah.
That's at a press conference setting. On Monday, and Greg and Chris disagreed with this. We highlighted it, I think, later on in our Monday show. And I'm like, he won't give McDaniels any credit. He immediately brings up Ashton Grant's name, then circles back to Curtis's question about the relationship between May and McDaniels, and he goes back to Ashton Grant again. So McDaniels' press conference yesterday, and we broke this up into two parts. It's one long exchange, but the first part's amusing.
Yeah.
It starts with questions about Ashton Grant. So Josh McDaniels is up there for his media availability. And it starts with Ashton Grant. Here's how that goes.
Mike Vrabel was talking this week about how you and Ashton Grant have different purposes for Drake. Curious how you would break down those two different purposes.
I'm not sure exactly what the context of the... Could you tell me what the context of the conversation was?
Okay. So first of all...
Line?
You're not aware?
No.
You're not aware?
This is news to him.
You haven't heard about this, Josh? No. You have so many friends
Explain
in the media.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
So many McDaniels Mafia members defending you.
Yeah.
You don't know what that's about? It was a big enough story where it starts your press conference. You don't know about that?
He didn't know.
You were unaware?
Caught him off guard.
So I think if I were to read into that a little bit...
Okay, please.
It's just dismissing of Ashton Grant. That's my guess as to what's going on there. Or dismissive of Vrabel highlighting him so much.
It's been a busy week. Yeah. We had a lot of Veritech talk as well. Yeah.
So he's dismissing something there. Vrabel bringing him up. Ashton Grant in general. But okay, they plow forward with it. Let's hear it.
I think he was just saying that you guys play different roles in his development.
Maybe? Oh, yeah. Ashton's a really bright young coach who...
A compliment.
Does a great job of, you know, a lot of little details, a lot of things that
maybe not a compliment.
Help bring the game plan to life. All of our study preparations, our cut-ups, coverage details, individual technique drills, a lot of little things that are
little things. Busy work. Yeah.
They're big for the quarterback, you know.
And so
Ashton does a tremendous job of putting all those together every week. And when he has individual time with the QBs, it's always productive because he's either helping them improve something technically or fundamentally at that position or helping us get closer to really understanding the opponent that we're getting ready to play, et cetera. And so... And then, like I said, you know, sometimes my time is a little bit more big picture and, you know, global with the offense and the installation and all that stuff. So I'm not 100% sure if that is what he was referring to, but I'm assuming that's in that ballpark. But no, Ashton does a tremendous job with those guys. I have a lot of confidence in everything he does.
Kind of a compliment sandwich there. Ashton's tremendous on both ends, but in the middle, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Busy work.
Cut-ups, that's what interns do.
Yeah.
There's that stuff that somebody needs to do.
I have a more global view of the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually deal with the whole offense. I mean, if you're talking about just dealing with one player or one position, I mean, I guess Ashton Grant does some stuff.
Yeah, he does.
I can't be bothered with all that little stuff that Ashton Grant does.
It's got to be odd, though, for McDaniels. It's the first time in New England he's ever had a quarterback's coach while he's been the offensive coordinator. Like, that's always been two hats that he has worn. I don't know if that's even a him thing. My guess is it's more... Belichick and Kraft trying to save money on jobs. I mean, they would have the smallest.
Tremendous theory.
It's most likely that than even a McDaniels thing, but it's still a new kind of role for him. But, I mean, he was being overall complimentary of Ashton.
No, text line's right. Ashton does a tremendous job of getting me dunks every morning.
Right.
I mean,
copies of the playbook.
That's the gist of it.
Yep.
That's the gist of what he said.
Uh-huh.
So let's continue to monitor that.
Oh, for sure.
And follow it. That was, again, the first exchange, the very first question right out of the chute with Josh McDaniels yesterday. 617-779-7937. Kelly is in Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, guys. So I'm not my brain isn't with me so much these days, but I'm going to go from the heart on the Patriots here. I just feel that they're not going to win this game. Not so much because of anything Tennessee's doing, just because there was a long period where I always felt they were going to win. And over the last couple of years, I always feel like they're going to lose.
Oh.
If they win this game, I get it. I'm late to the party. Everybody else already figured it out. Drake May's the real deal, and this team's really good now. I'm just not there yet. So, if they win this game, I'm on board.
Kelly, are you? What is your profession, if I might ask? You're a psychic. What is your profession?
You're close. I actually work with psychotics. I am a residential counselor right now in a transitional facility for people with schizophrenia.
Okay. Mm. So interesting. So sure. Look, I would lean in on these premonitions you have.
If every why not?
Every time you think the Pats are going to win,
yeah,
and they wind up losing, if you have a good, strong feel, I would lay money on the Titans if I were you, because that is a buying opportunity.
If you have a hunch, bet a bunch.
Is that the is that how the saying goes? Say.
Yep. If you have a hunch, bet a bunch.
The Jones.
What's your theory?
Well, the ham is my standard unit there. I don't know if ham? That's a bunch. Yeah, I like a smaller unit guy, Keith. Always,
I was gonna say,
always have been.
I'm more of a Cirillo guy now after some bad beats, so I've had to reduce it.
I would look, Kelly and Amherst, we have not heard a lot of they're going to lose this week, so please, by all means, on Monday, tell us how wrong we were.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And how right you were. But I would go out and plunk some money now, because there's money to be made on the Titans if you believe that. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Bruins later on this hour. We also have a four-pack of questions every Friday as it relates to the Patriots and the Titans. Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.